rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from an island that's about to explode. What could go wrong?
Jurassic World, 1 minute at a time. I'm Brad.
I'm Dave.
And here we are back to discuss minute 69 of Fallen Kingdom. Before we get to that, David, heading over to Jurassic-pedia, I thought it's timely. We are leaving the Arcadia behind, so we'll discuss the Arcadia as per the Jurassic-pedia page. So, a pretty good write-up here on its use in the movie. Scanning quickly. It doesn't have the actual ship details, does it? What?
No.
Nah, so it's as this ship appears in the movie. But you've talked in earlier minutes when we first get to see it, the fact that it's like a military transport ship with the opening deck for vehicles to be able to drive on. Your father or grandfather that was
served on one? My father had been on one similar to this.
Yeah, yep. So that's been discussed in earlier minutes, but no, a good little article here and a write-up on the LDVs or LPDs use in the film, and that's a shame because when we first had the leaked synopsis for Fallen Kingdom, the Arcadia was going to be one of 8 ships in the film, but something happened and 7 of those removed, and we only had the one Arcadia. So
well, it would make it more sense to have had multiple ships because From what we know, they got off the island. There's a lot more than what they would have been able to fit on that one ship.
And and I suppose you could look at it and go, rightio, by the time they convinced Claire to get Owen there, it's been a few days. That ship may have already made the trip with animals on it already. Mm-hmm. As far as we know, that didn't go to Lockwood. That might have gone somewhere else as a holding area. But because in a couple of minutes' time, when we get the Rex and other animals to Lockwood Manor, it seems it's the first time this is happening. A lot of empty cages and animals are being moved into. So, anyway, good little article here up about the Arcadia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which we've also discussed a lot of times in our other episodes.
Yep. So for that article and many more, head over to Jurassic-pedia.com.
What the hell's going on?
I need an extra pair of hands. I volunteered.
You deck crew. Aye, aye. We're loading out. Follow me.
Oh, does that mean we're leaving the ship right now?
That is what loading out means. Now get moving. Come on, follow me.
Come on, kid.
Shit.
Come on. He's not going to make it.
Move it. Dave, round again in minute 69 of Fallen Kingdom.
Sounds good.
Alright, minute 69 of Fallen Kingdom opens with the Arcadia waking up after a quiet voyage and ends with Zia checking Blue's eye movement. Again, great use out of that animatronic, but we'll get there. As we ended minute 68, Franklin had a torch shone in his face by a mercenary, and as we continue into the minutes, he asks, what the hell's going on? With a weird, thick accent here, and it seems to change with each of his line delivery. I couldn't find the actor's specific IMDb. It looks like an uncredited role, but here it sort of sounds like it's southern. Next it's going to sound English. Just it's all over the place with whatever he says, but Franklin's bug-eyed and doesn't move, and then Zia pops out of the back of the truck with her head and says that she needed an extra pair of hands. He volunteered. The mercenary asks, you deck crew? And Franklin just responds with aye aye. He'd be the SpongeBob generation or something, just, you know, aye aye captain from that.
I'm just throwing this out there. We don't get a lot of his personal life prior to this movie, but he always kind of strikes me as like the computer stoner geek. Maybe more geek than stoner, but he doesn't mind popping a gummy and binging SpongeBob.
I don't know. Okay, so the mercenaries come in. Zia said that she needed extra pair of hands, and this guy volunteered. Looking at Franklin, I don't know how you'd immediately jump to deck crew. Driver, driver, maybe. Again, why aren't you in your truck? Here it's for a joke because he's going to get dragged away and have a rope, comedically large rope, thrust upon him. That's just... it's a weird one. But the merc says that we're loading out, follow me.
I mean, there is, like... I mean, from what I've been told, there's like 100 different kind of English accents, and that's not even going into the other accents on the British Isles. And so, yeah, I'm fairly sure this guy might not have a British accent in this. He didn't pick one and stick with it. He's shopping around.
Yeah. And even through that extensive IMDb search, the amount of actors there listed that I don't even remember seeing in the film, whether they're background mercenaries or whatever. I did find a credit for a combat medic, which we discussed earlier. Why is there a doctor on board? Obviously, it'd be first aid, the first aid center or something on the ship, supplies and that for Z to help Blue. If there's a combat medic on board, you'd think he'd be there right beside her. But again, plot reasons. If he was there, then Blue and that would Owen and Claire wouldn't have been able to come into the Unimog for all the stuff that happened there. Frankly, Franklin stammers and tries to get out of it, but the mercenary says, "Come on, kid, follow me." And the two leave the area as the camera pans down to reveal that Owen and Claire didn't disappear like Batman. They just dropped to the deck out of the camera frame and are lying on the ground under the back of the truck. Owen lets out a long shit. And Claire says he's not going to make it as the merc throws a big bundle of rope at Franklin. Spoiler alert, we know he does make it. He does make it into Lockwood Manor later, but if they did want to pad the film out a little bit, there could have been some comedy up there of him trying to tie a knot, run lines on the deck, all that sort of thing. Probably not needed. Probably just filler, but it would have been good, a fun little deleted scene to have on the DVD or Blu-ray anyway. Did your father ever take you boating and expect you to know how to do it all?
Not really. I mean, my uncle had a boat when we were a kid. My dad's motto was always, it's better to have a friend with a boat than to have a boat yourself because they're trouble.
I say the same thing about swimming pools, any sort of thing, blocks of land, forest area. Let someone else deal with the money and all that involved in keeping upkeep, and just be friends with them. And yes, boating is definitely one of those as well. Just get a friend that has a big boat and you can go and spend all the time you want with it. Sage advice. Owen tells Claire to stay here, but and that he'll get him, but before he can leave, the truck starts up and the two start crawling out from under it. They weave their way between some of the trucks and the mercenaries as they walk by, and Owen gets into the cab of Unimog and quite opens the door and climbs in. A merc bangs on the door, startling Owen. Good to go, get out, or go out, he says. As he moves to the next vehicle, unsure where he expects Owen to drive this vehicle to, because there's still a truck parked in front of him. But Claire asks, where are they taking them? And Owen replies, we're about to find out. Obviously, they've been in the hold of the ship this whole time. They've got no idea where in the world they are. And we're going to find out next minute. Claire recognises a certain set of gates. But he starts the truck and drives forward. Other vehicles start and begin debarking the ship. Outside, the convoy drives out of the open bow of the Arcadia and down the dock. Also, at the end of 67, we talked about this harbour and the lighthouse on the mountain. As the ship sits docked here, we can see the mountain range behind it. So I think the ship had come into this bay and was turned around to dock. And that lighthouse is on the end of this mountain range, pointing out towards the ocean. Obviously, it's not going to shine its beacon inland because there's no need for it, but I think that's the explanation that we discussed in 67 with this lighthouse appearing on the side of a hill, on the side of a mountain range, not pointing out to the ocean, or not pointing in the direction the ship had come anyway. Because you can see the mountain range in the background as the trucks are driving off the dock, off the ship here. And as the minute ends, Z is trying to open Blue's eyes, saying, come on, girl, And we'll see what that's all about next minute. Again, no novel comparisons, but Dave, that's it for minute 69. Anything else before we get over for the week?
I think we're good.
All right, lovely.